This is All Things Considered on WUNC. I'm Will Michaels.
And I'm Laura Pelliser. Today, North Carolina's health department opened up eligibility for the COVID-19 vaccines to anyone 16 or older.
This open eligibility comes at a tenuous point in the pandemic nationwide. New cases are rising in states with similar populations to North Carolina. Our state's numbers are stable, but experts are warning there could still be a new surge of cases.
And we've been taking your questions about the COVID-19 vaccines, and Will and I are back to answer more of those questions.
Yeah, and one of them, I think, at this point should be just to look back. How many people in the state have gotten their shots, and where does North Carolina rank nationwide?
We have about 31% of the population that's received at least one vaccine. That is according to CDC data. And the U.S. average is about 33% of the population with at least one vaccine. And Will, you have been looking at different counties in North Carolina. Some counties have been performing really well in terms of getting the vaccine out there. Others are a little more sluggish. What is going on?
Yeah, I mean, because this is a decentralized process, the vaccine rollout, distribution varies pretty widely for different reasons. Looking at Orange County, for instance, they are above the average, approaching 40%, at least partially vaccinated. Rural Hyde County is at more than 40%. So, of course, Hyde County only has a little more than 5,000 people, but their strategy was a bit different. For instance, the superintendent of public schools there coordinated with the local health department to get teachers from Ocracoke Island over to the mainland in groups to get vaccinated if they wanted to get vaccinated. And then you look at a county like Johnston, which is at just a little more than 20%, so way behind the state average. Location matters, vaccine hesitancy matters, proximity to mass vaccination sites matters, and remember that vaccine distribution from the state is based, at least in part, on local providers' ability to get vaccines out quickly. If they get an allocation that they don't use up in the week, they won't get quite as much the next week. But if they show that they are able to get the vaccine out quickly, they'll get a little bit more as the weeks go on. We've also been getting questions and wondering ourselves about when we will be fully vaccinated and when we can actually reopen entirely.
One of the big reasons why it's hard to put that date is because of vaccine hesitancy. So we have certain groups, certain demographics who are a little bit wary. There's a new report from the Associated Press that was published this week, and they highlighted a March poll that the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs ran. And they found that 40% of white evangelical Protestants said they likely won't get vaccinated, compared with about 25% of all Americans. That report is up on the WUNC website now. And this is just one group of many groups who have some vaccine hesitancy. And Governor Cooper has said in a public briefing a couple weeks ago that this state would consider implementing some kind of incentive for vaccinations should supply exceed demand. And he has said that the state will release some forecasts soon for what this summer may look like. So essentially, you folks just have to wait for more announcements from the state government, but they should be coming relatively soon. And Will, I think that really prompts the question, another big question that folks have: how are we supposed to behave? How do we operate safely in this semi-vaccinated society?
Yeah, it is probably really hard for a lot of people to, when they see the light at the end of the tunnel here, keep vigilant. And that's understandable. But the CDC says fully vaccinated people, now that means people who have gotten their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines at least 2 weeks ago, or the Johnson & Johnson single dose at least 2 weeks ago, can travel more freely now, and they can visit with other fully vaccinated people without a mask. But the caveat here is fully vaccinated. That's 2 weeks after you've got your second dose or the first Johnson & Johnson dose, and that is only 20% of North Carolinians are fully vaccinated.
We're still taking your questions about the COVID-19 vaccines at WUNC.org. We've posted a Q&A where you can send in more questions for us, and we will keep providing updates as we learn more. This is All Things Considered on WUNC. I'm Laura Pelliser.
And I'm Will Michaels.